who work hard, and that includes all the delegation members, not only the ministers who head them, also deserve to enjoy themselves a bit. And there is a reason for us to do so. This year we celebrate the anniversary of the Bundeswehr and of Germany's accession to the NATO. For over four decades, the Bundeswehr was a reliable ally on the borderline between the East and West. It contributed the bulk of the NATO forces in Europe. For more than 15 years, it has participated increasingly with the forces of Germany's allies and partners in international operations. It has become one of the largest contributors of troops for international peace missions. Germany owes a great deal to the alliance and its democratic partners in Europe and beyond. Only through NATO was it possible for the Federal Republic to take its place again among the community of free nations. Only through NATO was Germany able to achieve unification in freedom. Only through NATO does Germany lie at the center of a European region of stability. We want the transatlantic alliance to remain strong in the future. It is therefore good that we have already had intensive discussions about the alliance of the future today and will be resuming them tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, in Berlin there are dozens of suitable places to hold a reception, even more to enjoy yourself. But only few convey the feeling of progress and of the achievements of mankind in such a powerful way at the German Museum of Technology. In my view, it is not a bad source of inspiration for our conference. I am sure you have all noticed the so-called Rosinenbomber, or candy bomber, dating back to the days of the Berlin airlift on the museum's roof. It's impossible to miss. For me, there is hardly a better symbol of solidarity between our democracies. It constantly reassured me that we will succeed in using the potential of NATO as a force for peace and security in the decades to come as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Weber, the German socialist, wrote in 1919 that politics is a strong and slow boring of hard boards. It takes both passion and perspective. Many of you will be able to agree with this view or claim. To ensure that we succeed in this regard again tomorrow, I want you all to enjoy yourself this evening. Enjoy the delicious food. Listen to the music of the big band of the Bundeswehr and its outstanding solos. Take the opportunity to view the exhibits, both here in the building and outside. I wish you all a pleasant time and interesting conversation over the next few hours. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to the governing mayor of Berlin, Mr. Wobereit.
Secretary General, Minister Struck, Ministers, Chiefs of Defense, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Germany's capital city, welcome to Berlin, and welcome to this fantastic museum. It is called Deutsches Museum, Technikmuseum Berlin, Museum of Technology Berlin. And I think it is a wonderful museum in Berlin, one of the best, and especially for men's who can remember to their childhood. It's a fantastic atmosphere here, and I'm sure that you will enjoy it very much this evening. I'm delighted that Federal Minister of Defense has chosen the Lokschuppen, or the engine shed, of the Technikmuseum as the venue for tonight's reception. This museum traces the development of technology from its very beginnings to high technology and covers a number of different fields, from aviation to shipping, from architecture to the railway system. With its many exhibits, it has become a magnet for people from every generation. The recently opening aviation section holds particular fascination. You may have already noticed the C-47 SkyTrain airplane attached to the facade of the building. You can see it outside. Minister Struck mentioned it. Berliners affectionately call it a raisin bomber, and it is a symbol for the support given to the city by the Western Allies during the Berlin blockade. Without the airlift, West Berlin would not have been able to survive, and we are still grateful for the help offered to us. Since then, time has moved on. 16 years have passed since the fall of the wall, and we Germans now live in a reunited Germany, a reunited Berlin. As an international city with a very multicultural and multi-religious population, Berlin knows how important it is to find a way of living together peacefully. Thanks to the EU's enlargement to the east, Berlin has moved to the center of the European continent, where it is now able to fulfill its potential and act as an engine for peace. Peace not only for Germany and Europe, but for the whole world, is a goal we share with NATO. NATO has become an instrument of a wide-ranging partnership for security and an important partner for the United Nations in international peacekeeping missions. I think we all share the view that we can only deal with today's challenges if we join forces. With this in mind, I wish you a successful meeting, and I hope that you will enjoy this evening and let yourselves be fascinated by what the German Museum of Technology has to offer. Once again, welcome to Berlin.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention to the Secretary General of NATO.
Herr Minister Struck, lieber Peter, Herr Agierender Bürgermeister Bobereitz, Exzellenzen, meine Damen und Herren, herzlichen Dank für die freundlichen Worte. Ich weiß, dass ich jetzt zwischen Ihnen und dem bestimmten Getränken, aber auch das Abendessen stehe. Ich fasse es also kurz. Zunächst möchte ich der Bundesrepublik Deutschland und der Stadt Berlin im Namen der gesamten NATO dafür danken, dass Sie sich bereit erklärt haben, unser Verteidigungsministertreffen hier anzurichten. Ich weiß, dass das viel Kraft und Mühe gekostet hat. Und unser Dank und unsere Anerkennung gehen an Sie und Ihre Mitarbeiter, die dieses Treffen bereits jetzt zu einem Erfolg gemacht haben. Die Gastfreundschaft der Bundesregierung und der Stadt Berlin haben schon jetzt unser höchstes Lob verdient. And when I say this and when I say thank you, it is of course on behalf of all of us here, but also more specifically on behalf, first of all, of my wife Janine, but of all the spouses, minister spouses, delegation spouses who have come to Berlin and for whom such a magnificent spouses program has been organized. And wenn ich dann ja hier eine nenne, dann sollte es doch Frau Schneiderhahn sein. Ich weiß nicht, Frau Schneiderhahn, wo Sie sind, aber Sie sind, dort sind Sie, Frau Schneiderhahn, General Schneiderhahn, Frau Schneiderhahn, vielen Dank für die Organisierung des Spouses-Programms. Minister Struck already spoke about Germany and NATO. Let me add briefly that for half a century, this year, Germany's membership in NATO has been most valuable for Germany, but also certainly for the alliance. It is a strong and vibrant relationship, and I hope and expect it will continue to flourish well into the future. Over the years, it was, among other, the NATO alliance that allowed this country to overcome its self-imposed restraint and to take on important responsibilities in crisis areas ranging from Bosnia, Kosovo, and Afghanistan. And today, 50 years after the creation of the Bundeswehr and after 50 years of German NATO membership, Germany is one of the biggest troop contributors to NATO-led operations. German forces, as I said, play a vital role in stabilizing Afghanistan, thousands of kilometers away from their home bases. And when you compliment governments for this, I should also, and I will know you agree with me, Peter, compliment those men and women, those people who are serving in Afghanistan from all our NATO nations and elsewhere. We should pay them our respect. At the same time, Germany has played a leading role in NATO's political evolution because this country has been a major driver behind the alliance's partnership policy. And it has been a powerful advocate of NATO enlargement, but also, of course, of our special relationship with Russia. And as a country with strong Atlanticist and European credentials, Germany has been a major proponent of enhanced relations between NATO, the European Union, and other international organizations. And today, the need for German involvement in NATO is as strong as it has ever been, because, as we discussed this afternoon with ministers and between ministers, NATO's operational commitments are broadening. Our task of managing security for so many people has become far more complex and requires new means and closer cooperation. But there are, I'm sure, tremendous opportunities for shaping this environment in line with our common values and interests. So working with its allies in NATO, I'm sure, lieber Peter, that Germany will help to ensure and continue help to ensure that we use these opportunities to the full. Aufs Neue, herzlichen Dank, vielen Dank für die Gastfreundschaft on behalf of all of us present here tonight. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your orientation about